Hey guys, we begin 1:15. Okay, we're up to shear number two. Shear number three, rather. Number 26. Let's go. What's a machlokas Rashi and the Balamor? Neged the Ritva, Bibshap, Divre Rava, and Kevalashena. So, there is a machlokas in the Rishonim, as we mentioned. Rashi claims, I want you to get this. When Rava comes along and says, En Keva L'Shena, you can't sleep Keva and Arai outside the Sukkah, that means you're allowed to sleep Shenes Arai by Tfilin, e without a Shomer, or without Hanachas Rosh, Bein Birkayim. Meaning he understood, L'maisa, that Rava is coming to be Choylek, plain and simple, on the first Mahalach in the Gemara, okay, which is Rav Yosef, Brit Rav Eloy. Rava Abar is coming to be Cholik. That's usually when it says Rava Amar is coming to be Cholik in the previous Shita. So when you say En Keva L'Shena, you mean it. And that means that En Keva L'Shena means vis-a-vis Tfilin, vis-a-vis Sukkah. And therefore, when it comes to Sukkah, you can't sleep even Shenes Arai. And when it comes to what? When it comes to the Halacha of, you're allowed to sleep Shenes Arai but Tfilin, even without a Shomer, even without a Nachas Rosh. Okay? So that's the Chiddush Halacha L'maisa. Only Yisr is L'maisa by Tfilin is Shema Yafiach, and that's only a problem when you do Shenes Keva. Okay? So that's how the Ravid and the Balamor read the Gemara. Please get it. I'm sorry, the Balamor and Rashi. The Ravid, though, in the Kasuv Sham argues. The Ravid says, Rava's Moda, that when you sleep Shenes Aroi, we're afraid you might sleep a Shenes Keva, and therefore, the only way you're able to sleep a Shenes Arai with Tfilin is put your head between your knees. And regarding the Sukkah, that's what? And regarding the Sukkah, it's also to sleep Shenes Arai. Chutzlu wat Sukkah b'cholinin. Even if you put your head between your knees. So that's how the Balamor learns Pshat. Please get it. Okay? The Balamor learns that even Rava agrees that Shenes Arai is mutta b'tfilin only when you put your head between your knees. The Gabi Sukkah, it's also even if you put your head between your knees. That's how to arrive and learn some shot. Please get it. Okay? That's number what? 26. That's number 26. Number 27. How does the Ritva learn on the din of Ein Keva L'Shena? How does the Ritva learn on the din of Ein Keva L'Shena? So the Ritva learns shot the following. The Ritva learns Ein Keva L'Shena means as follows. He had a very long shot, and he claims that the Ritva says Rav is not arguing. Lamaisa, he's not arguing Rabbi Yechanan. Legabit Tfilin, if you put your head between your knees, mutter. We're not chayshin l'shenes keva. If you're not meniach, we're also afraid you're going to fall asleep. But he adds on that by Sukkah, it's also even if meniach rosh or ben birkov, because lamaisa it doesn't help. But then the Ritva added on the following. Please get it. He quoted Yesh l'meidim mikan that if someone takes a netter or a shvuah to do something in the middle of the night, it's also to go to sleep, even in Shenes Arai beforehand. Because you might fall asleep and not end up doing it. So the Ritva comes and argues, he's Doicha the Cheetah. The Ritva says it's wrong. that's only also when the Gufa Shena is a problem. When the Gufa Shena is a problem. When is the Gufa Shena a problem? Like by Tfilin or by Sukkah. Because there were Chayshish Lamaisa sleeping outside the Sukkah's Asr, sleeping with Tfilin on his Asr. So that's where we also need to do a Shenes Arai. Because it might even be elongated into a Shenes Keva. But when you swear to do something where the Shein itself is not Usser, make a tasty that should be a problem. It's not an Isser at all to go to sleep a little bit. We're not conscious that what you're going to what. We don't ask you to go to sleep lest you're afraid you're going to fall asleep and forget the whole thing. Now that's a little bit difficult, said the Sefer Amek Sukkos. Why? Because what does the Gemara say in Brachas Dav Dalet Amin Aleph? It says Usser for a person to say in the evening that when he comes from the field, he's going to sleep a little bit. Then he's going to say Kriya Shema, and then he's going to say Shmon Esrei. Why is it Asr? Because he might fall asleep and never get up davening. There's no Isser to go to sleep in that case. So what's the answer? The answer is over there, it's us because Man Kriya Shema already came. So Man Kriya Shema already came, it's us to go to sleep till you say the Kriya Shema. Mashain came. If you take a shvuah to what? To do something in the middle of the night, and the time has not yet arrived, so therefore it's mutter to sleep. So that's the Chiddush, the Ritva. Please get it down. Lamaisa, when he comes to what, that din of Ein Keva L'Shena, he quotes that Yesh L'meidim, that if someone takes a neder shvuah to do something, in the middle of the night, it's us to sleep beforehand, and then he rejects it outright, and he says there is no Isser to sleep itself. I am Amik Sukkos, says the Gemara and Bracha, says it's us to what? It's us to go to sleep beforehand, That's because why Lamaisa Zman Kriyas has come already. If the Zman hasn't yet come, there's no issue to go to sleep before. That answers number 27. 28. What's the reason why if someone dozes off, it's not considered to be a Hesach Hadas B'Tfilin? Please get it. The Ritva writes, the reason why that's so, please get it, is an amazing Chiddush, is because when you are what? Dozing off, the Isser is that there's no Kalas Rosh and Schok and Kalas Rosh. Because Lamais, it's not considered to be a Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas is a problem when you're doing Kalas Rosh and Schok, says Rabbeinu Yonah. When you doze off, you're not doing that, so therefore it's not considered to be Hesach Hadas. The Ritva writes, that's only, Hesach Hadas is only called something when you're Ponel Advarim Acherim, when you turn to things of Chol. So even though Lamais Yadas is not on the tefillin, it's mutter. He says, how are you allowed to daven with your tefillin on? You're not thinking about your tefillin. Because the bottom line is that what? It's not called Hesach Hadas, because why? You're not thinking about Divrei Chol. That's the Ritva's Raya, Halacha Lamais. The Ritva brings that Raya. So he says Hesach Hadas is only when you were Ponel Advarim Acherim. When you're not Ponel Advarim Acherim Shochol, he doesn't necessarily say Schok for Kalas Rosh. He says Dvarim Shochol. So since he doesn't say Dvarim Shochol, since it's not Dvarim Shochol, it's also not a problem. That's 29. Okay, 30. And that was 28. 30. What is the Shitas Arambam and Ramban according to the Shagasari about Hesach Das B'Tfilin? So the Shagasari proves, the Shagasari proves in Simon Lamed Tes. We're up to 29, yeah. 29. What's the Shitas of the Rambam according to the Shagasariya? So please get it. Shagasariya proves according to the Rambam and the Ramban that Hesach Hadas has nothing to do with Schok and Kalas Rosh. If you start daydreaming, that's a problem of what? That's a problem of Hesach Hadas on Tefillin. So he says it doesn't have to be Kalas Rosh. That's what the Ramban said also, that if you're sad and you're hespid and crying, you're not allowed to put on Tefillin because you're too depressed. So the Shagasariya points out that there's a shear to Hesach Hadas. What's the shear of Hesach Hadas? The amount of time of walking 100 amas. Therefore, dozing off is not 100 amas. 100 amas is what? How long it takes you to walk 200 feet. So you doze off, you're not really walking like that. So therefore, if you doze off, you're not really what? That's not considered to be Hesach Hadas. That's a Shagasari Skiddish. Please get it. Anything less than 100 amas is not an Isser of Hesach Hadas. Okay. He's assuming that dozing off is less than that. That's why it's okay. Okay, you got me? That answers number 29, 30. What did the Arts of Zachayim say on the Pshat of the Shagasari? Who's the Arts of Zachayim? The Malbim. The Malbim wrote a Sefer in Chositzes and Chositfilin. Mr. Brew quotes him every other page. In Chositfilin and Chositzes. So the Malbim asks Akash and the Shagasari. You know what the Rambam says? Shalo yasiach daito mem afilu rega echad. What does rega echad mean? What does rega echad mean? One second. So even 1 second, you cannot put your mind off the tefillin. Even 1 second. So how can the Shagasari say 100 what? Say 100 amas. It's a pella. What the Shagasari says, pshat in the Malbim, therefore on the Rambam. So the Malbim argues, you know what the Malbim says? The Isser of Hesach Hadas is only when the tefillin are magula. What is magula? When they're revealed. But when they're covered, there's no Isser of Hesach Hadas. And when the Rambam allows you to doze off, that's only when it's covered. And therefore, there's no Isser of Hesach Hadas. Amazing. Okay, that's number 30. 31. What did the Pri Yitzchak and Rav Soloveitchik say on the din of Hesach Hadas and Tefillin? Please get it. Pri Yitzchak asks on the Malbim, he says, why isn't Ovel and Mitzdar Potter Tefillin? Why aren't they Potter and Tefillin? They could cover the Tefillin. They could cover the Tefillin and Tzmutul Asiyach Das. Why isn't Ovel Potter from Tefillin? My time, I'll let him cover the tefillin. Let him wear at least tefillin shel rosh. I'm tefillin shel yad. They're covered, right? You can cover them. Lamaisa with your, you know, there's no shin on top of them. So why doesn't an avo at least wear tefillin shel yad? It's a great kasha. So what's the answer? The answer is, and I want you to get this, if Soloveitchik said the same thing, the isser of Hesach Hadas is only when you're fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin. It's an amazing answer. Please get it. The isser of Hesach Hadas is only when you're putting, when this man, when you're mekayim the tefillin. When you're mekayim the tefillin, Lamaisa, then there's an isser to daydream. But when you're not being mekayim the tefillin, namely when you're sleeping, there is no isser of Hesach Hadas. Why can't you sleep Shenas Keva then? Because we're afraid you might flatulate. But Shenas Arai is okay. Why? It's Hesach Hadas. No, Hesach Hadas is only when you're fulfilling the mitzvah. Now the din of goof. No, we're in number 31. 31. What is the number? So what does the pre-Yitzchak say?
Isn't every second while your ring still in like your baby?
No, but it's only, that's what the Rav wanted to say. Only when you're fulfilling the mitzvah. That's what I want you to get. When you're fulfilling the mitzvah, when you're aware, when you're davening, then there's an Isra of Eschadas. But when you're sleeping, you're not being Mekayim the mitzvah. The din of Guf Naki has nothing to do with the mitzvah. The din of Guf Naki is Mimitzias, is the tefillin on your body, and you flatulate, that's a problem. There's two tracks. There's a din of what? Eschadas, which is tolling the Kiyama mitzvah, and then there's the din of Guf Naki, is tolling the Mitzias. If there's physically tefillin on you and you flatulate, that's a problem. Okay? And that's what the Rav developed. He said, you don't have a raya from the Ritva. The Ritva said, oh, how can you daven with tefillin on? It shows as long as you don't think about Dvarim Shel Chol, it's fine. No, the Rav said the whole thing blends in. The whole point of tefillin is to what? To do with Kedusha. You know, to be Muchter B'tefillin, as the Rambam writes. He built up this Rambam. So the whole point of davening makes you be Kedusha. You're crowned with tefillin. So it blends in. So he points out, Alecha L'maisa, that's the Chiddush. So I want you to get this, L'maisa. It comes out, according to the Rambam, it's really an amazing thing. What does it come out according to the Rambam? Usually, Lamaisa, and that's what we'll see the Gemara has in the different prices. But they're okay. We'll see that Blinetter Lamaisa. I'm pointing out to you right now. The Gemara says, Rashi says, when you hold the tefillin in your hand, it's usher to sleep. Even what a roi, why? Because it might fall on the ground, right? But if they're on your head, it's mutter rak shenis arai, not shenis keva, because you might flatulate. And what happens if you spread a handkerchief on them? What does that mean? You put them off, put them on next to your head by your pillow. It's mutter even shenis keva. But the Rambam writes not that way. Nakid biyari means you're mutter even shenis keva. What's the pshat? Lamaisa, because their mom is tied on your hand, and the tefillin's on your head, it's usher even shenis arai. But if you put a handkerchief on the head, it's okay. Why putting a handkerchief on the head is okay? Because it's no longer Kishem Hashem Ekra. What does the Gemara say in Brachas and Daf? It has a Menachas Lam and Hayim Beis. Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'Yaru Mimeka. Elu Tefillin Shabarosh. How is it noticeable? L'maisa Kodesh Baruch, where is Tefillin too? What does it say in his Tefillin? The Gemara says Brachas Daf Hayim Havavim and Aleph. It says Mikamcha. Mikamcha Yisrael. Right? That's what it says in his Parshas Tefillin. But that's only when they're crowned. But if the Tefillin are Mechusa B'sudar, then it's Mutter even Shenis Aroi. Not Shenis Keva, because you might flatulate. So that's the pshat in the Rambam I want you to get. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, please get it. Again, 31 is that the Heskadah is only when you're feeling the midst of tefillin. When is that? When it's exposed to tefillin shorosh. When you can see it. When it's muchtab tefillin. When you cover it over, it's okay, shenis aroi. Because it's not exposed. It's not exposed at all. So that was his chiddush, halacha l'maisa. Guf naki is totally mitzias. But the notion of what? The notion of sleeping shenis arai is okay if it's covered over lamais on your head halach lamais. He learns that din of paras suja, not that it's on your pillow next to your head. He learns it's physically on you, but you put a handkerchief on your head, and therefore it makes it okay. But the din of esek hadas is only when you're fulfilling the mitzvah tefillin. Okay, that's 31. 32. What is the din of mitzvah and mitzvahs? Plain and simple. What's mitzvah and mitzvahs mean? If a guy's in a lot of pain, if he'll have to fulfill this mitzvah. So it's a big machloek in the Birkei Yosef, who was the Chidah, and the Radbaz. Okay? One sheet is that mitzvah is only limited to tefillin and sukkah, Dani. Please get it down. Tefillin and sukkah. Tefillin, if a person has shul, he doesn't have to put on the tefillin. Sukkah, if you're mitzvah, you're putter. Any other mitzvah, you're mechuyitu. What do we bring a raya? The Yushami says one of the Amoraim drinks arbakos. He had a headache from what? From Pesach until Shavuos. So you see that what? He still did it, though. So mitzvah is not a p'tur. The other shita says no. That mitzvah is a p'tur by all mitzvahs. So it's a machlokes, Birkei Yosef, and Radbaz. What is the scope of the din of mitzvah? So limited only to sukkah and tefillin, it's applied to all mitzvahs.
Versus his all mitzvahs, even matzah?
Yes. If you say it applies to all mitzvahs, then you'll say onesh kamon apache. The other shita says no. You got to do it. Arbakosos, matzah, you got to do it. Okay, that's 32. 33. What's a machlokes, robber of Yosef? Can you give me a Baba Kama there, Dovi? What's a machloikis? Thank you very much. What's a machloikis in robber of Yosef, the guy a Shomer Aveda? So if I'm a person that found a lost object of my friend, thank you very much. I have a level of liability. Rabba says I'm only chayiv like a Shomer Chinam. What is that? Negligence, Pshia. What does Rav Yosef say? I'm chayiv like a Shomer Sachar. I'm chayiv in Pshia and Ganev and Aveda. What is the svaras behind both? What is the svaras behind both? On this fascinating topic of what? Of Shomer Aveda, the din of Prutah Rav Yosef, okay? So I want you to know this. Please get it, okay? The reason why he's a Shomer Socher is because why? If an ani comes by, he doesn't have to pay the money and give him. So that's schar. That's one reason why he says it. And what's the other reason? Objectively, when the Torah mandates something of you, what does the Torah expect of you? What does Hashem expect of you? The most. So if they're going to mechayev you in Shmir Hashem, he's going to mechayev you in the higher level. Those are the two svaras I want you to get for Rav Yosef. Okay? Those are the two svaras I want you to get for Rav Yosef. And what does Rabbah say why it's a Shomer Chinam? He says, what kind of hanah do you get? It's lo shchiach that an ani is going to come at that time, right? So therefore, your level of liability is the lowest. Okay, so machleikus Rabbah of Yosef, lamaisa, very important machleikus. Okay, usually we pass like Rabbah, but here we all like Rav Yosef. Okay, and that's number 33. 34, what's 34? What does Aran say about Hashavas Aveda? What does Aran say about Hashavas Aveda? So we said like this, what did Tosus, what's Tosus Shita about Oskim and Sapatim in a mitzvah? You only say it when it's what? When it's Yefshur to do B. You do A, it's Yefshur to do B. He says the following. He says, Tosas proves that when you're dealing with someone's Hashavas Aveda and an Ani comes by, what's the din? Halacha L'maisa. What comes out? I'm not mechuyev to give it. It's Yefshur to deal with the carpet and what? Deal with the rug when I have to give an Ani. So I'm Pater in that case. Now, what does Tosas prove? Tosas proves it's only when it's a Yefsha. What about it's in my house and I'm not dealing with the rug and an ani comes in? Am I mechuyev to give him money? Of course, I'm not being osik in it. But if you hold like the Ran, what do you say to that? What do the Ran say? Osik mitzvah upon a mitzvah applies when? Even when? No, it applies even if it's Efsher to do B. If it applies even when it's Efsher to do B, then I'm putter. So what's going on in that Gemara? Am I mechuyev to give staka? When what? When I'm not dealing with the carpet? Yes. Why? Because I'm not being osik. I'm being what? Mikayin. Question is, do you call that Osik or you call that Mikayin? So Lamaisa, Tosis had no problem of calling that under the rubric of Osik. The Ran says a big distinction. The Ran says, I have my opinion. Osik and Sopatim and Mitzvah, Osik and A, I'm Patim from B, even if I can do B. And the reason why I'm a Chuyiv to give stuck when I'm not dealing with the rug is why? Is because it's not Osik, it's being Mikayin. Okay, that answers 34. Let's go to Shir 4, Chazara number 1. Let's go. Shir 4, Chazar number 1, in the starting of Lulav HaGazel. Oh, actually, before we start Lulav HaGazel, let's start Shir 4, number 1. How are Rav and Abai Lishitasel, Lagabe Davana, and their din of Teshu Kendeduru? How are they Lishitasel? What did we say yesterday? Teshu Kendeduru, according to Rav, is what? According to Rav, it's what? It's Tircha. I'm sorry, according to Rav, it's Hefsid and Tsar. And according to Abai, what is it? Tircha. No, Tircha. What does Teshu Kendeduru engender? What does it encumber? What does it include? No, Teshvu Ka'ein Deduru. Does it only, is only Hefsid like Rava, or is it even what? Tircha like Abaye. So we said the Lishitasa. Why? What's the din by women in Sukkah? The Pater. What's the Mocker? It's Allah Moshe Mishinai. That's the Mocker. It's Allah Moshe Mishinai. That is the Mocker. However, there's a Havamina and Chafchasim and Beis, why women would be Mechuyiv. What's the Havamina? The Havamina is according to what? According to Abaye. What would you learn? What's the Havamina why they're Mechuyiv according to Abaye? Because why? Hishva Kasu Yishlish, we said Teshu Kein Deduru. A man lives with his wife. So I would think that a woman would be Mechuyiv in the Sukkah. Kamashvila not. Because he has a widened scope of Teshu Kein Deduru. Abaye has a widened scope. It includes even the Tirikha. It includes even the Havamina. It includes what your wife would be Mechuyiv in Sukkah. However, what does Rava say the Havamin is? Why would I think women be Chayv and Sukkah? Because there's a Gershom between what? Matzah and what? And Sukkah. Chamesh Yisrei, Chamesh Yisrei. So I would think that there would be a complete equation. So since there's a complete equation, I would think women be Chuyu, Kamash, Mala, not. Why doesn't Rava use Teshu Kein Deduru, Yosef? Because he has a constricted version of what? He has a constricted version of Teshu Kein Deduru. Just like it always limited to Hefzid, he's not going to include women with that to be Chayv and Sukkah. So that's how Rav and Abai are Lishitasa. Please get that. From Daf what? From Daf Chafei, Chavav and Av to Daf what? To Daf Chav Chesim and Vez. That answers number one. Number two. Why are the Dine Lulav Kodim the Dine Esrog, the Mishnayis? Why in the Perek Lulav Agazel, the first Mishnah deals with Dine Lulav, and the second Mishnah in Daf Lama Dalet deals with Esrog? Hare in the Chumash, in the Chumash, what do you find? What's mentioned first, Lamaisa, in the Chumash? The Esrog's mentioned first. So Lomaisa says the Pnei Yehoshua, he doesn't understand why the Mishnayos are like this. That's the kasha of Pnei Yehoshua. So what's the answer? Says the Pnei Yehoshua, the Mishnah is talking about a lulav that's already been assorted. So it's talking about a lulav that's already been assorted. The lulav has the hadasim, the aravos. So therefore, what? All the minim are kodim l'esrog. Since there are three minim together, and the esrog is one, and therefore, halacha l'maisa, a lot of times throughout the Masechta, we also said the increments is all shame lulav, because it has those three. Halacha l'maisa. So it comes out, interesting shot, l'maisa, that's why, since we're dealing with lulav, it's been assorted already, lulav's given the kadima, it has 3-1. That answers number two. Let's go, number three. Donnie, you got this? Let's go, number three. You got me, Yonatan? Let's get this. Matam shalulav ayavish posel. What's the reason why lulav ayavish is posel? And what is the Rishonim that what are the Rishonim ask on Rashi? Let's get this. So Rashi writes on the Mishnah. Please get it, Yonatan. You got it. You get it down. Yeah. Rashi says zekei levan veyu hitter mitzvah. That's the mark of a hitter mitzvah called Torah Kula. The Gemara says in Shabbos kuflamad alpha and beis. Abba Shaul says zekei levan veyu is that I'm supposed to imitate Hashem's ways. Maharuchu mafataruchu. He has a different drush of zekei levan veyu. But Chum say, this is my God, and I glorify him through hitter mitzvah, doing mitzvahs beautifully. Alula v'yavish is dry, it's not beautiful, and therefore Lamaisa Rashi writes, it's the global, universal din of hitter mitzvah, zekin levan veyu. All the Rishonim ask, please get it, including Taisus, Lamaisa, Taisus on the top, Taisus frektakasha. What's going on here? How can you tell me Alula v'yavish is possible based on hitter mitzvah? Hitter mitzvah is not makev. It's always a lechachila. It's never makev. How can he say such a thing, Rashi? It's a Pella. What's the Raya that it's not Makev? We have it from Roman Sector. We learned it. Yud Alpha and Beis. What does it say in Yud Alpha and Beis? You remember? It says, if I don't do Eged, that's still Kosher. B'zachar said, if I take all the Arba Min, one after another, I'm Yotzeh. Lulav Tzarech Eged is only a what? A Hidur Mitzvah. To make it beautiful. But it's not Makev. Imlo Agdo Kosher. Yud Alpha and Beis, we learned it. It's Beferish. So how can you tell me Hidur Mitzvah is Makev? Unbelievable kasha lamaisa. Very, very strong kasha. Rashi's mamash apella. That answers number what? That answers number three. Four. Let's go, guys. Let's get all. You got this? How you're going to remember? What's the mahalak that we said to Mazbar Rashi? So we said the following mahalak to answer up Rashi. Please get it. We said the following. We said, if you say like the Ritva, the Shim, the Bali Ateza, when do you only say mitzvah baba vera? A mitzvah that engender what? Ritzui. What are the mitzvahs that engender Ritzui? Lulav, Korbonos, Shofar, excellent. Ritzu is a special, unique element and component that when you do a mitzvah, you come close to Hashem. When you do all mitzvahs, you come close to Hashem. But there are certain mitzvahs that really get you special appeasement. Hashem will forgive you for things, and it's a great thing. All mitzvahs are great, but this is even like great squared or cubed. So we wanted to say a chiddush niflo. We wanted to suggest that hitter mitzvah on a mitzvah that is Ritzui would be ma'akev. Because it's such a unique and beautiful mitzvah. If you engage in it in a manner that's not beautiful, then the whole thing implodes and you're not yotzer. Donnie, let's get that. So we want to say a chiddush niflo, I want you to get it. When hitter mitzvah generally by most mitzvahs is not ma'akev. But when it comes to a mitzvah of ritzui, so unique and special, and Hashem looks down upon you and says, you did it in such a manner, it's upsetting to Hashem. To the degree it's ma'akev and you are not yotzer. That's the chiddush niflo we want to suggest to answer up Rashi. Okay? All right, very good. That's number four. Five. What's the mahalach of a Rav Agon, Rav Worman Zatzal? Rav Worman Zatzal was a great Talmud Chacham, a great Gon. Zatzal, it's like a tzaddik with brochet. May the Shomer go to highest points in Gan Eden. He said like this. He wanted to suggest that hitter mitzvah, when it comes to a maisa mitzvah, like how you're supposed to shake your lulav with the egged, the description of how you're supposed to do the action of the mitzvah, their hitter's not makid. But hitter on a chefsa, hitter on a chefsa shel mitzvah, that's taka ma'akev. So we said that eged is a description how to do a maisa mitzvah. That's not ma'akev. Avram, you with me? Yeah. But hitter on what? Hitter on a chefsa shel mitzvah, that's taka ma'akev. We thought that that was a pella. Because what are some of the examples the Gemara gives? Sefer Torah Noah, right? It says a Sefer Torah. Sitzis Noah. If you have a Sefer Torah that's not so written so well, or you have Sitzis that doesn't look so nice, are you still Yotze? Of course you are. So it's a chiddush niflo what he said that hitter mitzvah on a chefsa should be makif. What I think he might mean, Lamaisa, what I think he might mean is number six, okay? Action number seven we'll get to. I want you to get number five and the kasha we asked on him. That's number five. Number six. What did the Miri say to answer up Rashi? Well, what did all the Rishonim ask on Rashi? What did they ask on Rashi? They asked on another kasha, which I don't want you to forget. What does the Gemara really say, black on white? The reason why Lulav Aliyovish is possible is because we're makashit to what? We're makashit to Esro. Yes? We're makashit to Esro. So the Meiri has a comment. I asked someone to bring it in. He's not here. Okay, he didn't bring it in. It's okay. Don't worry about it. I'll say it outside. The Meiri says, Meiri has the following comment. Then when the Gemara in Lamed Aleph Amud Beis writes, how does Rabbi Yehuda interpret the word Hadar at the end of the day? Mishana Lashana. Excellent, Yonatan. That means he what? He rejects the notion of Hadar meaning beautiful. So if Rabbi Yehuda rejects it, the Rabbanan reject it as well. May Rabbi Yehuda the Miri's Lashon is the Rabbanan reject it. So Tosos asks a kasha on the Miri from the Gemara that says, oh, you do a Hekish? The Gemara rejected that Hekish at the end. Alamed Aleph Amud Beis. Beferish Miri. Amazing. So the Miri writes that, very bichidish, Lamaisa, such a lashon. The Miri writes such a lashon, and he says, since Rabbi Yehuda rejected it, the Chum also rejected Hekish too as well. So, yes, Yehuda.
So we're saying that Hiddur from Shana Shana is rejecting the Hekish?
No. Pre-Eitz Hadar, if you interpret as being beautiful, you're makish that from Esther to Lulav. But Rabbi Yehuda does not interpret as being beautiful. He says, Midar Ladar, it's got to last on a tree for years. So if you reject that, obviously you don't transfer it to Lulu because not talking about beautiful. So the Rebuta rejected, so they say the Chum also rejected the Hekish. They also rejected the whole Hekish. Amazing thing. Okay? They obviously learned that the Pre-Eitz Hadar means Pre-Eitz Hadar, but they don't learn it as being what? They don't reject the Hekish. That's where the Miri has such a lashon. So I wanted to read it in Shir Lamais. Is there a Kobetz Beforshim there in front of you? Avram?
No.
You to run and get the Kobetz Beforshim real quick. Okay, I want to read you the lashon. I wanted to read it. Yeah, okay, you can hand that to me. It's a very powerful lashon in the Miri, okay? Please get that. That's number 6. That's how the Miri answers. Again, what are the two kashas? Thank you. What are the two kashas on Rashi? Number 1, hiddur mitzvah is never makim, and number 2, the Gemara doesn't say it's hiddur mitzvah. It says it's based on a hekish. So the Miri takes care of that. Zuck the Miri, I'm going to read you his lashon. Baruch Hashem, I was so happy when I saw this Miri. I always had heard about it, but I never saw it inside. Says the Miri, I'll read you the lashon. You ready? He says like this. Yeah? The Miri says, on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, he says the following. He says, on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, we said, Adarli the Shona. I thought he said a pshat lamais. Okay, I have to find it now. I wanted to find it before. All right, Blinetter, we'll have to look for it, okay? I don't want to waste time now, okay? But the Miri has such a lashon lamais that says, says that since it was rejected according to Buda, it was also rejected according to what? According to the Chachamim. Maybe it was in the beginning of the Masechta. Oh, you ready? He says like this. Yes, you ready? Listen to the Lashon. Alma, it's the end of the Ramask of Acher. Please get it down. It's on Chav Tesam and Beis. Alma, the Mahadar Kroa Kormakation Lulu Asorg Mikomakom, Osa Sugik Far Batal Kocha, Shar Nishra Betiyufta. The Rabbi Yehuda af be'esrog yavish machshir, even Rabbi Yehuda machshir yavish, v'darish b'hadar dekra hadar b'ilano mishana l'shana, umidil Rabbi Yehuda lo kama, if it doesn't last according to Rabbi Yehuda, af l'rabbanan lo kama, v'lodarshin ba hekesha klal. There it is. Please get it down. Write it down to the Dibur Masko. Chav tesam and beis masko kaposik v'tani. Okay? Thank you, Yehuda. You put this back there? Chav tesam and beis. Okay? Fine. That's 6. 7. Let's go, guys. What does the Yerushalmi say about Lulav Yavish? Let's get it. Yerushalmi paskins like this. Yerushalmi is an amazing chiddush. Says in Tehillim, Perakuf Tedvav Pasuk Yitzayin, Lo Amesim Yehaleluka. You cannot praise Hashem with something dead. Yerushalmi learns this is the marker of a Lulav Yavish. A Lulav Yavish is like a dead Lulav. You cannot praise Hashem with a dead Lulav. And the Ravid takes this very seriously, and he says that that's the reason why Lulav Yavish is puzzled. Even though the Bavli said Eino Hadar, he says the Bavli didn't mean it. Afsha Bavli said Eino Hadar, didn't mean it. They wanted to rely on a pasuk in the Torah, Lamaisa. But the truth of the matter is, the Rav says the real psul is what? Lo Amesim Haluka. But the Ritva says the Yerushalmi didn't mean what it meant. The Yerushalmi really meant what the Bavli meant, that it was Eino Hadar. It's interesting the way they speak. The Ravid says the Yerushalmi's dicker, and the Bavli didn't mean what they meant when they said Hadar. They're just trying to fight a pasuk. But the dicker reasons law makes me haluka. The Ritva says no. The Yerushalmi's really not the dicker. Yerushalmi's just thinking about derech sachus. The Yerushalmi really holds like the Bavli. But the bottom line is, I want you to get the Yushama what it says straight up, and the Rava takes it seriously. Lula Yavish is possible based on law amesi mehalaluka. And that's what Rav Warman Zatzal, I think, must have meant. When he said that hitter mitzvah on a chefsa is possible, makev, he didn't mean all chefsa shal mitzvahs. He meant this unique one by lulav lo amesi mehalaluka. And therefore it's taka makev. Okay, that's number one. 7. 8. Let's go. What does the Baal Amor say legabi lulav ayavish, and what does the Ramban ask on him? So the Baal Amor says, I'll tell you why lulav ayavish is possible. Based on another pasuk in Navi. Where's the Navi? Malachi. Perak Aleph pasuk Ches. Hakriveu na lefechasecha. When you serve Hashem with good stuff, not bad stuff. So when you serve Hashem, why would you serve Hashem with a dried out lulav? That is the mucker, it's disgusting. It's not royal mitzvah. That's what the Baal Amor says, quotes this pasuk from Malachi. Hakrevu na lefechasecha. Frek the Ramban in the Mechamas Hashem, he says, what are you talking about? How can you say such a thing? The reason the Gemara says that a lulav ayavish is possible is not hadar. Second of all, a lulav ayavish is not because of a kravin al lefechasech. It's not really disgusting. Is it really disgusting? It's not so disgusting. And third of all, he says adaraba, an eser ayavish was brought in front of what shulchan malachim. So he says he doesn't think that yavish is what he doesn't think that yavish is a breach of a kravin al lefechasech. Those are the three kashas. Let's repeat them. Number one is the Gemara says, ain't no hadar. Why you come up with your own drasha? Number two is, alulav yavish is ain't no hadar. It's not because of akrein al fechasecha, because it's not really disgusting. It's not really disgusting. And number three is, the bottom line is, we know dried out esrog are brought in front of kings all the time. So dried out is a very nice thing. Who says it's not only it's not disgusting, it's nice. Okay, that's number eight. Let's go to number nine, guys. Let's move. What's the shear of Yavshis? When we talk about lulav yavish, Don, are you with me? Mm-hmm. What's the shear of Yavshis? What's the shear of what's the shear of dried out? How much dried out must it be? So Toysus says Beferish on Chavtesim and Beis, the first Toysus. Toysus says, dear Maskava Yavish, it must be dried out enough that it would crack with your fingernail. It would break, you could break the lulav with your fingernail. That's how dried out it's gotta be. And he proves it, lamaisa. Okay, he proves it, halacha lamaisa, that it cannot be a shear of zman of 12 months. How does he prove it cannot be a shear of 12 months? Because what does it say? What does it say by a hadas? What does it say if a hadas? What happens if a hadas is dried out mostly, but there are three leaves that are still kosher? What's it then? It's kosher, yes? Obviously it's not tali b'zman. Because how can, over 12-month period, if some of the leaves are dry, then all of them are dry. It's very bizarre that could be. That's how he proved that it's not totally in 12 months. It's depending on how dry it is regarding your fingernail. That's the first shita, number one. Number two is the Ravid and the Ritva that say what? It's mamish, there's no moisture. It's like a dried out tree. And what's the simen? It starts turning white. It starts turning white, the lulav. So if it starts turning white, you know you're in trouble. And then number three, the Miri quoted a Kabbalah from Rabbeinu. That means if you turn over a leaf, you know, one of the blades of the grass, you try to double the Allah, Bitzad Orko, the Shnaim, it breaks. You're not able to double it. In other words, if you try to double it, you know, bend it over, Lamaisa, from the lengthwise, and it breaks, then that shows it's too dry. Those are the three shitas I want you to know in Rishonim. We said about Yavish. What'd you say?
Who said the first
shita? The first shita was Tysus. The first Tysus in the parrot. You did it this morning, right, with Donnie? Yeah?
Who said the
okay.
Second?
What'd you say?
The second shita was
it. Second shita, Lamais, is the Riven in the Ritva. Okay? He's honest. What'd you say?
It's made me look bad.
Lo, Baishin Lomit. He's honest. Okay, let's go number 10. That's 9, 10. What's the din of Yavshis, Holech ala Olim or Shedra? Interesting. When we talk about a lulav Yavish, you're talking about the dried out part is on the what? Leaves? Or is it on the spine? Very interesting. So we said it's not so simple. The Ritva says it's going on the leaves. No doubt. I mean, when I talk about leaves of lulav, what am I talking about? Those blades of grass, we said. Okay? So according to the Ritva, it's talking about the olim. The olim are the blades of grass. That they're over them are dried out. But if they're moist and the shedra is dry, even if the shedra is dry, what's the din? Jacob, you with me? Even if the shedra is considered to be dry, it doesn't make a difference. The din is that it's kosher. Okay? The only thing we care about is the olim, the blades, are they dry? If the shedra's lacha, it's possible. Fine. Who argues? Who argues? He says there are those that say what? Please get it. There are those that say both got to be dried. Both got to be dried. Not just the shedra, but also the leaves. And then there's a third sheet to the rivet. What did the rivet say? There's only a third. There's only a third possibility. What's the third possibility? There's just the shedra. Correct. Just the shedra. So you have all three sheet. There's a halacha lemaisa. Pashas is Yishuv Machmer. It's a Suffolk D'Oraisa in the first. Yishuv Machmer, halacha lemaisa. And all these dinim. Second sheet, there was a. He quotes it. He just Yesh Sovrim in the name. The Ritva quotes Yesh Sovrim. Okay, that answers number what? Number 10. 11. What's the din of Lulav Shalashera Sha'ir Nidachas Yanta Frishon? Veshar Yamin. The Mishnah says Lulav of Avodah Zarah and of Irani Dachas, what's the din? The din is that it's possible. Beferish of Mishnah. What does the Ravid say? A stunning Kiddush? He says it's possible on all the days, not just the first day, but all the days. Why? Ketute Mechta Shiure. It's Omen Lesrefa, and therefore you need a Shira Lulav throughout all of Sukkos. The Balulav Zeh ain't Shir. This type of Lulav, you don't have a Shir, it's a nothing, and therefore you have to burn it up. Donnie, let's focus. You got it? Lamaisa. So therefore, we see Beferish that the Ravid says, don't get me wrong, Lulav shall Asherah shall hear the Nas Pasul all the days. That answers number what? Number 11. 12. What are the two drachim and taisis to be mazber naktam roishin? So, the bottom line is, Lamaisa, it really is, we'll say over all taisis, it could be three mahalchim, poshim shot, could be three mahalchim, but we'll say it over like this. Taisis, in this taisis, in the second taisis in the Imperic, is bothered by the following kasha. One of the great Amoraim, all the Amoraim are great. Rabbi Shuba Levi never died. The Gemara says, "Exubis what daf?" I think it's Ayin Zayin and Beis. The story with Eliyahu and Navi Lamaisa. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Shuba Levi. Gemara says that Rabbi Shuba Levi said the following psak. Okay, what did he say? If the tiyomis is removed, it's possible. Yes, tiyomis is the top, the very top of the middle blade. If the nitla tiyomis. And Lamed Beis and Manav, Rabbi Shuba Levi says it's possible. Frek Taisvis, Rabbi Shuba Levi is an Amora. If the Mishnah says Noctum Rosho, you chop off the top of it, it's possible. Kol Shekhen, if the whole thing is removed, it's possible. What on earth is Rabbi Shuba Levi being Mechadish? That's Taisvis Kasha. So Taisvis says the following. Please get it. Taisvis says Rabbi Shuba Levi is being Mechadish that Noctum Rosho is talking about when Rov of the Olam El Yonim are broken. Rabbi Shuba Levi is talking about when the middle one, the tiyomis, is removed. Just the tiyomis alone is removed. Our Mishnah is talking about Rov El Yonim. Rov El Yonim, Rov, the upper ones have been chopped off. Rabbi Shuba Levi is talking about what? Where the middle one itself, only by itself, was removed. So therefore, that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Shuba Levi. That's number one. Number two is that Noctum Rosh is talking about what? What's number two? What's number two, Noctum Rosho? What do you say? Tosso says that the Mishnah is talking about what? The two Elyonim, Aldim Elyonim, that come out of the Shedra? Rabbi Shua Malevi says if they're removed, it's possible. See, I would think removed is good because why? At least it's not there and chopped off. No one can see it, so maybe it's good. Kamashman, Rabbi Shua Malevi said no. Chopped off, the Mishnah says it's bad. But even if it's removed, it's also bad. Okay, that's the Chiddush of Shuma Levi. One sec, Yehuda. The whole middle blade. The whole middle blade on the top is removed.
The whole thing, yeah.
Nitlat Yomis. It's not chopped off, correct. That's the second shot. What's the third shot? The second shot was nothing was chopped off. It was just removed. The whole thing was removed. No, the first. No, again, Nachamol. I'm going to Nachamol. Let's get this. We'll say it over one more time. Then we're going to go. We got to go Vayter. Okay? Rabbi Shuba ben Levi was Machadish, the Tiyomis is possible. Nitla Tiyomis is possible. Tosfos asks, if it's Noctum Rosh is a problem, Kol Shekhen, that if it's removed, it's possible. Got it? That's the Kasha. Rabbi Shuba ben Levi is an Amor, he's a great Heilig Amor. He didn't die, Amor says. Okay? So, what is he being Machadish? So Tosfos gives three Terutzim. I wrote two, I want you to know all three. Okay? The first one is that the Mishnah is talking about Rov Elim El Yonim. Rabbi Shuba Levi is not talking about Rov El Yonim. He's talking about only the one in the middle. So Kamashman, even though only if one is removed, but the one in the middle, the one that is in the middle, it's possible. That's number one, Terence. Got it? What's number two? Number two is that chopped off is different than being removed. When it's removed, people can't even see it. So maybe it doesn't look bad. So I would have a Hava meaning that if it's chopped off, the Mishnah says it's possible. But if it's totally removed, maybe it's not a problem. Kamashman, it's possible. And then the third shot is the following. And that is if one of the halves of the tiyomis is removed, Rabbi Shu believes he says it's possible. What's our Mishnah talking about? Our Mishnah is talking about halacha l'maisa, and that's what I want to say. Even if one of the tiyomis is nit lachas, that's what he's mechadesh, I wouldn't know from nokta, because nokta is only if you what? If you remove the whole what? Chop off both sides, both halves. Mishnah's talking about both halves is possible, but if you only remove one blade, one half of the blade, therefore I would think what? It's okay, comes from Shulam and says it's possible. So those are the what? Those are the three drachim that Taisus really says, halacha l'maisa. Let's get it, okay? All right, very good. That answers number what?
Number
12. That answers 12. 13. What's the din of Noctum Rosh or Bidi Evan? What's the din, Taka? Right? What's the din of Noctum Rosh or Bidi Evan? So, it's a very big chiddush, because what does it say in the Mishnah? It says in the Mishnah, Pasul, doesn't it? Yeah? Doesn't it say Pasul in the Mishnah of Noctum Rosh? In my Mishnah it says Pasul, right? But there's a stunning chiddush of the Yerayim. The Arayim says that it's Kasher B'dievet. Amazing. Noctum Roshu, he says, it's Kasher B'dievet. Unbelievable Chiddush. How he says such a thing. But that's what the Arayim says. It's only possible L'Chachila. But if you have no other one, you can say a brach on it. Because we say sometimes that Lashon Puzzle is on something that is B'dievet Kasher. There's a precedent for it in Menachos Daf Chavav. The Beis Yosef says he has no idea what he means. He says he has no idea why the Arayim would say such a thing. He says all the Poskim don't accept it. And the bottom line is that he says we don't accept that Alpidin, that a Noctum Rosh is possible Bidi Evid. The Bach says the Iran was not talking about Lulav, it's talking about a Hadas. So I want you to get that down. Okay? I want you to get that down. But the truth is, if you look in the Big Day Yesha on the bottom of the page of the Mordechai, he says the Iran was talking about Lulav. So what, you remember what we said the Echreach was? What was the Echreach that he thought it was Kosher? The Kash of Toysis. What was Rabbi Shua Malevi being Mechadesh L'maisan Nit L'tion? It's already in the Mishnah, no? So the Yerayim says, no, the Mishnah's talking like Achila, Rabbi Shua Malevi's talking Bidi Evid. That's how he answered the Kasha. That was the Yerayim. That's the Yerayim. That's what forced the Yerayim to say that Mishnah meant Bidi Evid Kasher. Rabbi Shua Malevi argues and says what? That it's possible even Bidi Evid. It's a big Kiddush. How can Rabbi Shua Malevi argue on the what? Argue on the Mishnah, but we said, remember, Amorim could argue on Tanoim. If they felt 100% that way. Remember we said that? Yeah. If they have an intuition, the only one who can argue on a Tan is Rav Tano Poli. All the other Amorim cannot. That's why in Shas all over, they ask Kashas on Amorim from Mishnais and Brises. That was the Kabbalah that the Amorim had. That if they felt 100%, they could argue. If they did not, that's how Reb Chaim answered the Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan said, Rav, Reb Yochanan, Lach, Reb Yochanan, but only says Rav Tano Poli, not Reb Yochanan. So with an intuition, Rav's the only Amora that can argue. But if he feels 100% that way, Rabbi Yochanan can argue on Natana. So to Rabbi Shua Malevi, we argue on Natana.
Wait, so, and then the Arayim said that we don't pass it like Rabbi Shua Malevi.
No, the Arayim was just commenting on the Mishnah. You mean the Arayim is saying, yeah, we're passing like the Mishnah against Rabbi Shua Malevi. Correct. That's correct. Well said. According to the Cheshbon that we just said, yes.
Yeah.
Come out, the Arayim is passing like the Mishnah against Rabbi Shua Malevi. Well said. But the Echreach to learn like that was the Taisus Kasha.
Yeah.
That's how he came up with a new answer. Okay. That answers number what? Number 13?
Yeah.
Yes, 14. What's the din of Nifritzu Olav? Plain and simple, guys. What's the din of Nifritzu Olav? The minute spread out like a fan. What's the din of Nifritzu Olav? It's possible. Yes? Nifritzu Olav is considered to be possible. What is it? So let's get it. Please get it. Rashi said an amazing thing, that the stuff has been detached, and you tie it like a what? It's not like a fan. You tie it up. You tie it together like this. You see this? Thank you, Yosef.
Like
right here. Like a broom. But the stuff was wound together, that it's together based on, but it's tallish. It's mamish tallish. Taisa says it's ridiculous, because that means it would be like a chupia. If it's not a chupia at all, it's called a what? It's called hutzah. It's not a chupia at all. It's not called a chupia. It's called hutzah. So how can you say such a thing? So what does Taisa argue? Tosus argues like this, okay? Tosus argues, says you open it up, you peel it open. You peel it open. That's the din of Nifritzu Olav. Nifritzu Olav, you peel it open, and therefore that's called chupia. And that's the reason why it's what? Why it's considered to be what? Considered to be possible. We did say, how are we going to save Rashi? Remember how we saved Rashi? The Ron has a comment, and it means what? It's mostly off, but it's not totally off. That's what we wanted to say. And you tie it together to keep it on.
That Rashi means.
Yeah, that's what Rashi meant. Rashi didn't mean it was completely off. Most of it was off, but it was still dangling, still was attached a little bit. And that's what Ron says. That's how I understand Rashi, like the Shittas Arith. Okay, that's how we wanted to suggest, save Rashi. But the bottom line is that it's considered to be puzzle. He points out the Hutzah is that it's detached. If it's on the Lulav, it's Chatzitza. And therefore, what if you steal it, it's a Shinui. And you put it back on the broom, it's a Chupia. So you see a Hutzah and a Chupia are two different things. Because it constitutes a Shinui Maisa for Hilchos Gzela to make a Kinyan. Fine. That answers number what? 14. 15. What's the reason Nuktam Rosh and Nifetzu Lover puzzle? Plain and simple. We describe what they are, but why is it puzzle? So let's go. Rashi says plain and simple in both places, Dir Maskal Nuktam, Dir Maskal Niktamu. It's not Hadr. Not Hadr. It doesn't look nice. Frektis Vasemis is against the din. Why? What does Rebuta say on Daflamid? He Maksha Lulu Yavish is not Hadr. So why does Rebuta cholik on this? In our Mishnah, did you see him argue on Nifretz? He didn't argue on that. The only thing he argued on was Nifredu Alav. He didn't argue on Nifredu Alav. He should say that it's kosher. If the whole reason why it's possible is because a Hadr, Rebuta doesn't hold a Hadr. So if he doesn't hold a Hadr, he should argue and say it's kosher. So you know what the Sfasemis said? Again, if it wasn't for Rashi, you know what he says? A different reason why it's possible. Lakicha Tama. You need a complete, a pure and pristine Lakicha. A taking that's complete. A Lakicha Tama. And in such a manner, I'm sorry, Nuktam Rosh and Nifretu Alav are not a Lakicha Tama. Because according to Rashi, it's Nitlis Lagamri, or maybe it's dangling. That's not called the Lakicha Tama. According to Tosis Lamais, it's a problem of Ein HaKafus. Lulav has to be Kafus. Kapos Tamarim. And if it's not Kapos Lamais,
who said the Kapos?
He speaks out the Sfasemis. Rashi will say it's a problem of what? Of Lakicha Tama. If it wasn't for Rashi, he says not a Lakicha Tama, and it plugs into Rashi, because it's not Nitlish. You know what I mean? It's Nitlis Lagamri, so it's not, and according to Tosis, you could also say it's not Kafus. So it's a problem of Lakicha Tama. Manifestation, according to Rashi, because Nitlis Lagamri, according to Tosis, not Kafus. Might be a Nafkamina. What would be the Nafkamina? Okay, I don't know. What would be a Nafkamina? You have to come up with a Nafkamina between Rashi or Tosis. Lakicha Tama, is that only Yom Rishon? Is that only Yom Rishon or not? Interesting. Is that only Yom Rishon or not, Lamais? It's not Lakicha Tama. It's not Nitlis Lagamri. So maybe if you plug it in, with Hadar, maybe Lamaisa, maybe Lakachtam Lechem Yom Rishon, maybe that's on. But Lamaisa, if you're trying to amplify Hadar, maybe it's on episode on the first. Okay, you have to think. You have to look up the Sfasemis. We have to look it up. Lamaisa won't be the Nafkamina, but that's how the Sfasemis wants to say. That answers number what? 15, 16. What do we say on the Seder in the Mishnah? We were bothered by the Seder in the Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? What does it say? Lulav Agazov Ayavish. Puzzle. Where should Yavish be? Come on, guys, I want you to know this Mishnah's Baal Peh, Mamish, and the Gemaras. Yeah, it should be in, you should put Yavish with Nifredu and Nifretzu. Why is it, you know, Yavish, Gezel and Asheri and Nedach should be one group. Why is Yavish put right next to what? Gezel. Who asked this Kasha? Lamaisa Pneo Shu asked this Kasha. So Pneo Shu says a beautiful Pshat. You know what Rabin HaKadosh had in mind? He wanted you to have symmetry between Yavish and Gezel. Just like Yavish, there's no Takana. You're not a sign. You can't create a miracle. If it's dried out, it's dried out. So too, Gezel, there's no Takan either after Yeush. Even after Yeush. And the Tana is coming to say that Gezel is, so that's one shot. Please get that. Once Gezel's done, Yavish is done. And the other shot is that what? That the Tana want to say Gezel's like the din of Yavish. That what? Just like Yavish is possible even on when? Yontif Sheni, Gezel's also possible on what? On Yontif Sheni as well. That's if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, okay? Maybe the Mishnah is Meduyuk like Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, the first shot was to tell me that just like Gezel has no Takana, Yavish has no Takana. And that's the Chiddush we want to say, okay? Just like Yavish has no Takana, Gezel has no Takana. So Yavish is teaching something about Gezel. So the other shot might be is all that Gezel is like the din of Yavish in the sense that what? Yavish is Pasal Yantav Sheni, so Gezel also is Pasal Yantav Sheni, okay? So Yavish is teaching something like something to Gezel as well. Both in one of two ways. But I'm saying that only fits according to who? That only fits according to Yochanan, who says that a stolen is a puzzle on what? On Yantav Sheni. Shmuel said it was good. So that second shot would only fit according to Yochanan. Okay. Then answers number what? 16, 17. What did Tosis say to Rasko Kaposik? What does the Gemara say Kaposik Vitani? You with me, Yehuda? What does the Gemara open up? The opening Gemara in Lulav HaGazel. What does it open up saying? Our Mishnah made no distinction between Yontav Rishon and Yontav Sheni. Kaposik V'tani. What does Kaposik V'tani mean? The Stum is talking about all the cases. Kaposik V'tani. He's talking about all the cases. So he's talking about all the cases. Kaposik V'tani. What do I mean by all the cases, Tani? Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni. The Mishnah didn't distinguish between the two. Yes? That's what Tosis says. Tosis says, yeah, that's a Pella. Because what does the Mishnah say on Lama Dalet? What's the Mishnah on Lama Dalet and Beis talk about? Hesrog, correct? And in that Mishnah, on Lama Dalet, it talks about Hesrog. The Gemara never distinguished, the Mishnah never distinguished the Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni. And the Gemara tells a story that he did. That one of the great Amoroim, Reb Chanina, was Yotzer with a Chaser Esrog and Yotav Sheni. But the Mishnah didn't distinguish Yotav Rishon and Yotav Sheni. And it's clear that the Gemara said the Mishnah is distinguishing between the two. And here, our Gemara's approach is there's no distinction. So what's going on? That's Toys' Kasha. It's a Peladik Akasha. Peladik Akasha. Toys' Dimamasko Wad Kaposik. So what's the Teretz? So Toys says an amazing Teretz. What does he say? Toys says, Reb Chanina argues on our Diuk. He holds like Shmuel. What does Shmuel say? A stolen lulav kasha on Yontif Sheni. So Reb Chanina and Lamed Dalmeis holds like Shmuel on Daf Lamed. Our Gemara is against him. Okay, it's a machloikis. That's one teretz. What's the other teretz? The other teretz is like this. The other teretz, Dani, is like this. Let's get it. That only in the beginning of a perek does the Gemara medayik if the Mishnah doesn't distinguish and says, oh, it's across the board. Only in the beginning of a perek. But in a Mishnah later on, Lamaisen, in a Mishnah later on, where it's taught Stam, it's only taught Stam to be symmetrical with the first Mishnah. You follow me? But in a Hanami, the second Mishnah, you might distinguish the Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni. But in the beginning of the Perek, if it doesn't mention distinction, then we assume it's across the board. That was Tosis Teretz, beautiful Teretz, that he says here in Dima Maska what? Dima Maska Pulsing Vitani. Okay. We got that, Chlor? Fine. That's the answer's number what? Number 16. And that answer's not, no, number 17. 18, guys, let's go. Number 18. What does Toysa say, Damasco Be'inin? The bottom Toysa, I made a mistake. It's Be'inin, not Be'inin. I flipped the Yud and the Nun. Be'inin, okay? The Toysa in the bottom of Chavtesim and Be'ez, what was he Mechadish? He's Mechadish in amazing Chiddish. He says like this. What's the reason why it was pushed to the Gemara that Yavish is pushed on other days? Because why? The Chiv on other days is the Reis of the Rabbanan. It's only the Rabbanan. So therefore it's Pasha to the Gemara that what? Yavish is not Hadar, is Pasha off Bisharyam because the Chiv is the Rabbanan. But Gezel is not a problem. It's not Pasha on the other days. Now Hadar, we might Yavish, and Lachem, we might Gezel. It's written in the same Pasuk. What's the difference, guys? Even though they're in the same Pasuk, so he says the other days the Chiv and the Tila is only the Rabbanan, Zecher LeMikdash. And therefore, the Ikr Lakicha and they all has Hadar, they were Matakein, they were Misakein, that it's Pasul Sharyam because of Hidr Mitzvah. Because of Hadar, because they make it beautiful. But why is Gezel a problem? Why is Gezel a problem? Gezel is a problem because it's either technical or it's visual, it's not visually Pasul. Who said that, Lashon? You remember who said that, Lashon? Toysus Rabbeinu Peretz. You can't see Gezel, it's not a visual Psul. It's a technical psul. So the Chumrim Namasaki and then it's Pasul and Shar Yom. Please get that Taisus. Taisus is like making a drasha in the bottom of the Taisus. Amazing. He says, Lamaisa, when it's the Iker, the Chefsa you're taking, then Yavish, they pasuled across the board. Even on the days that are only the Rabbanim. Because it doesn't look nice. It's a din in the Chefsa. It's Mishum Hidr Mitzvah. It doesn't look nice. V'chein Bahadr Mishum Hidr Mitzvah. Hidr Mitzvah applies to the Rabbanim Mitzvahs as well. Yes? He says Mishum Hidr Mitzvah on the bottom. Taisus does say v'hein hadar b'shum hidr mitzvah, but gezel, which is not a psul einayim, it's a technical psul, and therefore lemais is not a psul machmas atzmo. Therefore, the chumrah namasakin it should be pasul shar yomim. That's Taisus chiluk between yavish and gezel. Why does the gemara say bishlama yavish? I can understand his pasul across the board because why it's in hadar v'leika. Because since the Chiv is only the Rabbanan, it's a din in the Chefsa, I understand it's across the board. But Gezel, it's not a psul in the Chefsa, it's technical, or it's not visually seen, I can be Mechalik. It only existed on the Yom Rishon, but not on Shar Yomim. That answers number what? Number 18. 19, guys, let's go. How was the Ravid Mazbe the Gemara? How was the Ravid Mazbe the Gemara? The Ravid was Mazbe the Gemara, Galul of Apostle Choyomim, Ma'o Amir Amiri. The Ravid says an amazing thing. The Ravid says the Gemara, whole Gemara in the beginning of the Perek didn't mean what it meant. It's a fake out. The Gemara never meant Lamaisa that it's Pasul Mishum Hadar. It meant because of the Yushami law, Mesim Mahalaluka. So why did the Gemara say what it said? Laravka de Milsa, Stamazoi. The Gemara said, you know, it seems to make sense, but it's not the real reason. And the Miri says the amazing thing too. He says Hadar and the Chumash is only on what? Esrog. It does not apply to Shar Minim. The reason why a Lulav Yavish is possible because of Anveyu and because of the Din of Lo Mesim Haluka. Memeila, the whole Gemara that says Hadar is not really true. And the Maskana was rejected. The Gemara didn't mean it. It meant Lo Mesim Haluka. And the Bavli meant like the Yushalmi. So Memeila, that's how the Ravid interprets the whole beginning of the Gemara. Please get it. He reads the Bavli in light of the Yushalmi. The Iker is the Yushalmi. And the Gemara never meant Hadar. And that's how I think the Rambam read the Gemara too. Because remember we said the Rambam said Hadar only required on Yom Rishon? But the Gemara says Hadar on all days. No, the Gemara didn't mean it. The Gemara didn't mean it. Hadar's really on the first day and that's it. I think the Rambam will read the Gemara like that as well. That answers number 19. 20 guys, let's go. How did the Ramban and the Milchamos... What'd you say? Miri, I just said over to Miri. And Miri says, Lo Amesi Mahaluka. They say the same thing. They say the Gemara is not Zlav Dafka. Okay, well, the only difference between the two is that what? The Ravi quotes Lo Amesi Mahaluka. The Miri just adds the notion, the Hutter's only on the Esrog. This does not apply to Lulav. That's rejected. And he says the Psul is because of Hidr Mitzvah and Lo Amesi Mahaluka. So we could build it up. Why is it based on Hidr Mitzvah? Because what? Ritzui. And it's Ma'akev. Lord Mason Aluko also as well. That's how we strengthen the Reformans shot. That answers number 19. 20. How did the Ramban and the Mechamnas Mazber the Ofin Shoyne call out Gemara Breit Shaperik? You got to get this. The Ramban and the Mechamnas Hashem has a whole different approach how to read a Gemara. Amazing approach. Zok the Ramban, he says as follows. He says the whole Gemara in our Mishnah is talking about the Chiyuv to shake a loof in Beis HaMikdash. The chiyuv to shake a lulav in Beis HaMikdash is how many days? 7 days. D'oraisa. 7 days to shake the lulav in Beis HaMikdash. Halacha l'maisa. Therefore, lulav agazal yavish is possible all the days, not just Yom Rishon. The Mishnah is not talking about gvulin at all. Gvulin means outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah about gvulin is a mem aleph and aleph. Our Gemara is talking about Beis HaMikdash. Amazing. Therefore, Hadar is required all the days, because the Chiv Netilas Lulav is Minatayr all the days. Lulav HaGazel is possible when? Only on the first day, because Lekachtam Lachem B'Yom HaRishon. On the first day, there's a Psu Lachem. But the Gezel is not a Churma B'Guf HaLulav. The Torah is Machmer, that it should be yours on the first day. Halach L'maisa. And therefore, the Din is Lulav HaGazel in the Beis HaMikdash from the second day on, according to the Ramban, Poshib Shat. According to the Ramban, would be good. Amazing. Would be good. It's an amazing Kiddush. What about Hadar, though, according to the Ramban? Hadar is a din in the chefs of the lulav. That's possible all the days in the Beis HaMikdash. That's how the Ramban reads the Gemara. Amazing. Please get it. Ramban reads the whole Gemara is talking about, the whole Mishnah is talking about shaking the lulav in Beis HaMikdash. That's not the Pashup shot at all. But he has a good point. The Mishnah later on saw him Alabak Vulav. That's the Ramban's Nakuda. Okay, that's number 20. Number 21. What's the nafkamina between the Shitas in order to learn the Gemara? What's the nafkamina in the Shitas in order to learn the Gemara? So it comes out, let's get it, Shar Yomim and Beis HaMikdash, according to the Ramban, what's the din? Halacha L'maisa. Shar Yomim and Beis HaMikdash, what do you say the din is? Okay? So let's get it. Halacha L'maisa. What do we say, Halacha L'maaseh? Is there a din lachem at all in Beis HaMikdash on the all of Sukkot or not? According to the Ramban, there's no din lachem. Stolen lulavs of second day on is good in the Beis HaMikdash. What about according to Tosfos? Avram, what about according to Tosfos? The Chiyuv Netila is D'oraisa. Therefore what? Gzeila applies all the days, according to Tosfos. Tosfos said it all depends whether it's D'oraisa or D'rabbanan. So in the Mikdash is Theraisa. So stole a little be puzzle all 7 days according to Tysus. Whereas according to the Ramban, it's only the first day. That's one nafkamina. Please get it. That's not the answer. The answer is because it's Theraisa, Tysus said. It all depends on whether it's the Theraisa Chiv or the Rabbanan Chiv. The bottom Tysus of them, right? Yeah. The bottom Tysus, no, low, baish, and lama. I don't mind, he asked me 100 times, lamais. Okay? After Shir, though. Okay? All right, you got it? So that's the answer. Okay? Another nafkamina. What's another nafkamina? Yavish. What do you do about Yavish? What's the story about Yavish Begvulun? According to the Ravid, Yavish is possible all the days. Yavish is possible all the days, according to the Ravid. And according to the Ramban, what is Yavish Bishar Bigvulin? It is what? Not possible. It is not possible. According to the Ramban, it is not possible. Because the whole Gemara is not talking about what? Gvulin. It's all about Beis HaMikdash. So the psul of what? The psul of Yavish is only the first day according to the Ramban. So please get those two nafkaminas. One nafkamin is Gezel B'Mikdash Shar Yomim. Noch a nafkamin Yavish B'Gvulin Shar Yomim. Yudah, you got me? Yes, you got it? Let me say it again. Yavish. The first nafkamin is Gezel B'Mikdash Shar Yomim. The Ramban says it's good. The Tosis would say it's possible. Because the Chiyuv Netil is Diraisa. Therefore, Gezel applies. No, Gezel B'Mikdash. No, Yavish is B'Gvulin. Two nafkamin are Gezel B'Mikdash and Yavish B'Gvulin. Bishar Yomim. Yavu Bigvul is Shar Yomim. According to the Rav, it's possible. According to the Ramban, so what do we say? He said it's not possible, Bishar Yomim. It's not possible, Bishar Yomim. Okay. What do you think Tosis would say? Tosis Poshim Shah would say Shar Yomim, it's a Chiyuv in the Ramban, and also wouldn't be what? Also wouldn't be possible. I wrote in my notes, Lobatuach. Now I'm Batuach. With Chazorin. You follow me? According to Tosis, the Chiyuv is only the Ramban. It's Chiyuv in the Ramban. It doesn't apply by Shar Yomim. So therefore, Yavish won't be a problem. Okay, what does that answer? That answer is 21. 22, let's go. Because we got to get the Chumash too. What are the two Shitas, Legave Psul Arba Minim, B'Yomtif, Shani? What are the two Shitas, Legave Psul Arba Minim, B'Yomtif, Shani? And how is this told you how to understand V'lo Shno Yomtif Rishon Yomtif Shani? We had a whole shtickle on this from the Rav. Please get this. Lulav on Yomtif Shani. Does it have all the same rules or not? Does it have all the same rules, Yom Tov Sheni, as Yom Tov Rishon or not? The rest of Sukkot, so we know it's one window. We know Yom Tov Rishon is another window. What do you do about Yom Tov Sheni, the sandwich in the middle? So the Ritva quoted two Shitas. Please get it. The Ritva quoted two Shitas. And the first Shita the Ritva claims, he says that since we made Yom Tov Sheni, Takanas Chachamim, Saminig Avosenu, we should have all the Chumras. Everything you say about Yom Tov Sheni, you apply to Yom Tov Sheni.
Who said that?
The first sheet to quote in the Ritva, okay? Das Gedoli Rabosenu, we said. Gedoli Rabosenu said Yom Tov Sheni is exactly like Yom Tov Rishon. However, the second sheet to quote in the Ritva, who is the Rambam Shita, Halach Lamaisa, the Rambam has an amazing Shita, and he says Yom Tov Sheni, everything is kosher. Everything, not stolen, but all the Yavesh, all the Mumim are kosher. Chaser. Everything in Yom Tov Sheni, Mechaber holds like that. Everything on Yom Tov Sheni, the Mechaber and the Rambam, and the second day in the Ritva, they all say Yom Tov Sheni is kosher. No problem at all. The Rambam holds, Halacha Lamaisa, the Rambam holds that Lulav Bizmanazeh, Lamaisa is considered to be what? Fiza Shona Lulav Bizmanazeh is Meshum Minig, and therefore he said, Halacha Lamaisa, even though the Rambam holds, Rambam Pasab Suli Rishon are kosher lichachila. Okay? Smachtem lachem liom rishon. That's what the Rambam Shita is. So the Rambam holds halacha lemaisa that the Yom Tov Sheni is definitely everything is kosher. Okay, we got that, Klor? So we said, how do you read the Gemara? How do you read the Gemara? So we said, please get this. The Gemara says lo shna what? Lo kapaz yotan lo shna Yom Tov Rishon lo shna Yom Tov Sheni. What do the words Yom Tov Sheni mean? You know what it means according to the Rambam? It means Shar Yomim. According to the Rambam, it means Shar Yomim. You translate, if we wrote an article, we would say Yom Tov Sheni means Shar Yomim. According to the first day in the Ritva, what does Yom Tov Sheni mean? Literally what? Lo Shna Yom Tov Rishon, Lo Shna Yom Tov Sheni. Is Yom Tov Sheni symbolic of what? What does Yom Tov Sheni mean? Is Yom Tov Sheni symbolic? Does Yom Tov Sheni mean Shar Yomim? Or does Yom Tov Sheni mean what? Literally what? Literally that it's considered to be like the second day. That depends how you're going to read the Gemara. Okay, because simplest reading of the Gemara is that it means Shar Yomim. So therefore, Yom Tov Rishon meant Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. So the Rambam read the Gemara, Yom Tov Rishon meant what? Literally Yom Tov Rishon. Yom Tov Sheni means Yom Tov Sheni and Shar Yomim. Okay, you follow me? According to the first day in the Ritva, what does Yom Tov Rishon mean? Yom Tov Rishon means Yom Tov Rishon, Rishon and Sheni, and Yom Tov Sheni means what? Shar Yomim. Because the Ramachra, Yom Tov Sheni has all the din of Yom Tov Rishon. Please get it. Okay, you got it?
How do they translate Yom Tov?
Again, when it says Lo Shno Yom Tov Rishon, Lo Shno Yom Tov Sheni, yes? When you say the words Yom Tov Rishon, what does it mean? According to the Rambam, it means literally only Yom Tov Rishon. Yom Tov Sheni means Yom Tov Sheni and all the other days. Okay? The other day the Ritva holds, no, Yom Tov Rishon meant Yom Tov Rishon, Rishon and Sheni, and Yom Tov Sheni meant Shar Yomim. You follow me, Avram? That's how you translate the Gemara. Okay, that answers number what? Number 22, 23. What did the Rav Zatzal say on the Mishnah about Kol Omid Lissof Kesar of Dami? Poshup Shat, what did the Rav say? It says in the Mishnah that if you have a lulav of Erin Nidachas, what do you have to do? You have to burn it. And he says, anything that's Omid Lissof Kesar of Dami. What's the problem with this Rashi? So Machlokes Tanoim Menachas Kufal Mitzvah Reb Shimon and the Chacham. Who holds Kol Omid Lissof Kesar of Dami? Reb Shimon. Come say ain't no kesar of dummy. So why are you going to establish a mission like Reb Shimon? That was the Rav's kasha. What's the teretz? The Rav said a stunning chiddush. He said any chefsa that requires a shear to it, even the chachamim who normally say kol ha'omid lissof is ain't no kesar of dummy will agree ketutei mechta shiurei. Even because something requires a shear to it. If something requires a shear to it, then it's like pulverized virtually, and therefore it's considered like kesar of dummy. That was the Rav's chiddush. Please get it. That answers number what? 23. 24, what's the case of Sine Barzo?
Who was the Kana that said
Kesar of Dami? The Reb Shimon says, Kol Omid Sarav Kesar of Dami. Chachamim say, Kol Omid Sarav Eno Kesar of Dami. So why would Rashi establish Mishnah like Reb Shimon? The Teretz says, that's a machlokes when you're dealing with a chefs that doesn't have a shear to it. Lulav has a shear to it. So since there's a shear to it, Lamaisa, what's the din? We assume it's pulverized and it's Kesar of Dami, even according to the Chachamim. Okay, that's 23. 24, what's the din of Sine Barzel? What's the Mishnah say, Sine Barzel? What's the din? Sine Barzel is Ksheiris, yes? What is Sine Barzel? Sine Barzel means... Right, there's a good picture here that if the bottom part of it will reach the ikker part of the part above it, then it's kosher. If it will not, then it's pasul. If everyone can see this, the Sine Barzel, okay? It's an interesting chiddush, Lamaisa, that you have of the Tzinei Barzel in the Mishnah, okay? They have here in the picture of the Tzinei Barzel, here it is. You see this? I don't know if you can see it, but if the lower one will not reach the ikker part of the top one, then it's pasul. Tzinei Barzel shares where the lower one does touch the ikker part of the top one, each blade of grass, then it's kosher. That's pasul shot, that's Tzinei Barzel straight up. Okay, that's 24. What's 25? What's the din of lulav sheyesh bo shlosha tefachim kedei lananeah bo b'yom? What does that mean? How high does a lulav have to be? How much?
Four
tefachim. It's a strange way in the Mishnah to say it. Exactly. The hottest in the Rav are three. The lulav has to be one more in order to do the nanuim. It's a strange din, the Rav said. In order to do the nanuim are just a side thing. No, they're not, said the Rav. The nanuim are fundamental to the lulav. It's a key in mitzvah yiraisa to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it even sets up the shear of how high a lulav has to be. And therefore, Lamaisa, that's why it sets it up as being lulav sheishbo what? Lulav sheishbo that it has the ability to nanuim, because it's a very, very important what? Important part of the lulav. It's not just a side thing. It's a fundamental part of the lulav in a very, very serious way. And that's why what sheishbo nanuim, that's how he proves that what? It's considered to be a chefsa what? Chefsa shalulav. That's how the Rav wanted to say it's considered to be kenei la nanuim. That was the chiddush that he said, Lamaisa, to prove that it's considered to be what? That we have these marimakaymas, the Rav point out these marimakaymas, beautiful chiddush, that it's considered to be a chefsha sholulav. It's a shear that what? Kedei lananeabo. And that's what the Rav said, it's a shear dindi araisa. Goes to the heart and core of the, you see that what? That a lulav is considered to be a chefsha shol mitzvah, and it's considered to be what? Amiris halabas asnum is kovea the shem shamayim belulav. It's like chal shem shamayim belulav, and the vort of saying the halab proves this very strongly. Okay. That answers number what? 25. Okay, let's go to Chumash. You asked me after Mincha Yud, okay? Yeah. Let's go to Chumash. Okay, let's go to the Parsha. Because Sunday we continue Bezrat Hashem, okay? Got to keep going. If we don't finish, we'll have to delay the Bechinim, okay? Tentatively, it's Tuesday, but if we don't finish, it'll be a little bit later. Okay. We know that we have a double Parsha, and we know that it's Parsha's Parah. Now, the Tosafot Rosh writes that Parshas Par is a Din D'Oraisa, like last week, or Parshas, 2 weeks ago, Parshas Zohar. The Mechaber quotes the Yesh Omrim, we should treat it like that accordingly, and the Din is that it's a real bona fide Din D'Oraisa, you should Mechavim to hear the words, stand, say Amen before, Amen afterwards. But what is the message of the Parah Aduma? The message of the Parah Aduma is as follows. It is the archetypical Chok. We are soldiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We do what Hashem says. We don't need to ask why. It upsets Hashem to no end when you ask why. Why do I have to do this? Like you ask your parents, why? But why? But why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it bothers him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give a reason for the Paradum. We do it because Hashem has commanded us, plain and simple. And even if Hashem would give us a reason, we do it because Hashem told us to. And that is why the Paraduma is mechaper for the Egel Azav. Let the mother come and wipe away the dirtiness of the child, the Egel. Because the Egel was this philosophy. We want to serve Hashem in our manner. Let us concretize a communication. Let us build a golden calf. No way. Hashem tells you how to communicate to Him. Hashem gives you the structure, gives you the discipline, and you do it. And that's why the Paraduma was needed to mechaper the Egel Hazav. Because that's what the essence of Paraduma is. And in a sense, every din that we do is a chok. Even though you might have svaras, we do it because Hashem was mitzavas, plain and simple. This is why I believe that in the Parsha, Bezalel's grandfather is always mentioned. I don't think there's any other character, if I'm not mistaken, in Tanakh, where the character's grandfather is always mentioned. Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur. Why always does Hur have to be mentioned? Says the Patek Rav. Hur did not make any cheshbonis. He was killed by Klal Yisrael. He refused to make the Egel Azav. Aaron said a whole pilpul. Machlokes Rashi tells you whether he did right or wrong. In Sanhedrin Zion Aleph. Hur made no pilpul. Hur was killed. He said, I will not do it, and that's it. And he was killed. Hashem said, because Hur did not use his chokhmah in a wrong way, I'm going to give you a grandson who's a super duper genius. That the age of 13, bar mitzvah age, he'll build a Mishkan. With the same osios that I created the world, says the Zohar. Because since you didn't use your chachman the wrong way, you're going to be granted a grandson who's going to use the chachman the greatest way possible. He'll be a super genius. He's in the shadow of Hashem, Betzel Shakai, Betzalel. Because he used his chachman to do the mitzvahs, to do the commandments, not to make up his own version and his whole own algorithm. This was the notion that Torah is trying to stress. Betzalel ben Uri ben Hur. And this fits into the theme of Parshas Parah. To follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, because He told us to do them. And this is what I believe is mentioned 18 times in the second Parsha. Kasher Tziva Hashem Ismoicha. Kasher Tziva Hashem Ismoicha. 18 times. The Baal HaTurim says what? Keneged Shmon Esrei. But you know what it's stressing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to do it. Aleph through Tafi, follow every direction. Every guideline. That's this theme, guys. You see it in Vayakla, you see it in Pekudi, you see it in Para. We follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch, what it says in Shas. We don't come up with our own version, an algorithm, or our own pathway out of serve Hashem. I think one mita that shows this in a very strong way is anger. Why do you get angry? You insulted me. It wasn't done my way. If you have a Kodesh Baruch on your mind, if you want the Shekhinah in your personality, if you want the Shekhinah in your life, why would a man get angry? Kol HaKoyis is Kibbul Ovedo Dezora. Do you know what the Zohar writes on the Pasuk of Tavaru Eish B'chomo Shosechem Yom HaShabbos? There's a special Isser to get angry on Shabbos. Lo Tavaru Eish B'chomo Shosechem Yom HaShabbos. Also to get angry any day. But there's an added Isser on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day where you recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You rest, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested. He's the Boyer Yoyim. I have a cognizance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is cognition, that Hashem is in the world. He runs the world. Why are you getting angry? Because you run the world? Why are you getting angry? HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Then he won't get angry. That's what the Torah answers this. In a very strong way. And we have to realize that sometimes we think we run the world. You're down on the Kafskus. You know people are mezalzel in the Mishkan? It was ready to go in at the end of Hanukkah. Right? We wait till Rosh Chodesh Nissan to be making the Mishkan. Why? Because Hashem wanted the same day that Yitzchak was born. You know there were Leitzanim that were making fun of it? Oh, what's wrong? You can't get it going? Can't get it going? People are not done on the Kashrus. You think you're in control. You think you know what's going on. So it's gaiva. If you want to bring the shkini in the world, in your life, you don't have kash. You don't have gaiva. You do anova. Person's an anova. You give as much money as you can, otherwise you don't know what's going to be. And you have to have simcha and limudat Torah. Do you know they built the Beis Medrash right next to the Mishkan? You have to have limudat Torah, specifically Torah Shabbat Peh, to bring the shkini in your life. How many things do we say you need to bring shkini in your life? No kas, no gaiva. What else? Simcha and limudat Torah. And anava. To bring the shkini in one's life, to realize you're a real soldier of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You don't need time, you don't need reasons. This is what we're driving at. Dover Bito, to speak Lamaisa when it's supposed to be, you have a siyata deshmaya, to speak in certain situations where you're supposed to speak, to be quiet in certain situations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, not us. And that's a very, very critical message you guys need to hear. So many times we think we're in control, we're not in control. We have to do ishtavus, but we have to always realize that HaKadosh Baruch created fire Saturday night. That's why it says, L'savareis b'chol moshe v'seichem. Either L'lav yotzes, maybe it's the only malacha you like it with, Machlis Reb Yosef from Nassim, L'lav yotzes l'chal yotzes. Or if you do all 39 malachas in one shot, you're chayav 39 chatos. But why did you choose Eish then? It's good with malachas. Because Eish was created on Saturday night. Hashem didn't rest from it. So I need a special ribui that it's usher on Shabbos. You know, Gehenna's fires don't work on Shabbos. Eish shul Gehenem is not shoylim. Rishoyim come out, they go back in. Amotsoi Shabbos. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu impress upon us this notion that we're not the boss. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the boss. Paradumu is the archetypical chok, but it's a model for all mitzvahs. Betzal ben Uri ben Chur, to be like Chur, to use the chokm in the right way. Kasher tziva Hashem es moisha all the time. Like Hashem commanded, because simply commanded us. That's how we create the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, realizing He's the boss. And if we get rid of kas, if we use anova, if we engage in Talmud Torah, and we are besimcha, Shkin is not sure, and so we talk atzis, and we talk simcha, Maran Shabbos, Taflam and Gimel Amud Aleph. Then we realize that Hashem is the boss, because He's always around us. Shavisa Hashem Lenegi Somim. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. We'll continue with the Shabbos. We got to move. Let's stop.